of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Welcome to another broadcast from Life Point Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Wherever you are at this point in life, we pray that God will use the following message as a source of help and encouragement as you listen. Stay tuned at the end of today's broadcast to learn how you can contact us for additional resources or to receive further spiritual help. And now, here's today's message.
My wife and I were traveling to Greenville from Oklahoma City, and I already received Christ in May, and we were on the way to Greenville in June. And don't ever do this. But I read Brother Andrew all the way from Oklahoma City to Greenville, South Carolina, 1,000 miles away, and my wife went crazy, and my mother-in-law too. But that's my excitement. I was going to kill them, but God kept us alive. I'm going to read to you today because I would like to quote to you, but I'll miss it. And I'm going to give it directly from the Word of God, which is in that little thing. Enjoy it with me because I am so full of joy. Thank you, Dale, by the Holy Spirit, giving you what He wanted you to have for Him. Amen. As God's partners, I'm reading 2 Corinthians 6, starting with the first verse. Now write these down because now I'm going to start slinging some stuff at you that's going to have to be quick because I don't have but about, 30 minutes, and I'm wasting time now. As God's partners, we beg you not to toss aside this marvelous message of God's great kindness. Oh, that you would know His kindness. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed because His compassion fails not. They're new every morning. I can prove it to you. You've got to prove it to yourself in Him. Get Him inside you so He can develop you inside out. I'm happy from inside out that helps me outside in, Psalm 16:9. And this is the inside, folks. It's the mind. Romans 12:1-2 tells you that. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, a holy acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world. Your mind is on this world. I'm sorry. I've been in your seat before. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind and heart. Your heart loves things of the world. Your mind loves things of the world. And He wants you to love Him with all your heart. And you don't know how to till you get the Word in your mind, which is your heart. He transforms. You can't transform yourself. You have to receive Christ to be transformed within yourself first. That's the only sin you have in you, is not believing and accepting Jesus. You want to prove it? Mark 3, 27 through 29 says, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you will not be forgiven. You will go to hell. And he told me that. Bruce, wake up. I had to renew my mind. And it started from memorizing. That's what these people did from the beginning, Adam. God spoke to them. They didn't have paper to write on, didn't have books to read, but they had the Holy Spirit to tell them. And then the Holy Spirit in them told the next one and the next one, mouth to ear, till they got to Moses. Then it was written. Do you understand God's kindness? A good one is 2 Corinthians 13:14. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. That says all three of them. And how he functions, I don't know, but you got to get Jesus' way to life and truth. And he's got to be in you by the Holy Spirit for him to activate and start turning you from your old mind of sin. Because if you have your old mind of sin, the wages of sin is death. You go to hell. Or if you have Jesus in you, you aren't going to hear him anymore if you continue your worldly way. I don't know if that makes sense. It did to me. And I'm still fighting. That's what Paul said. I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. And then they cut his head off. They got tired of his mind. But that's okay. Whatever God wants, I want God to have of me. It's your appointment time. Now, God's great kindness. Second verse of 2 Corinthians 6. For God says, your cry came to me at a favorable time, when the doors of welcome were wide open. The door is always wide open when he's knocking, and few find it because it's narrow. You make it narrow. We don't. He does it. It's easy. And I'm going to share with you in a moment how narrow it is to understand. I helped you on the day when salvation was being offered. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears, if is your choice. If any man hears my voice, any man is the world. He didn't choose one person or a few people. He chose all of us to love him by listening to that knock and hear what he said. And he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in. No, he won't. He will not force himself in you because that door is open. A lot of you's had the door open, but you don't know. And 1 John 5:13, these things are written that you may know you have eternal life. You can know and not doubt at all. I wonder if I'm going to heaven or hell. You can erase that doubt. He that doubteth is damned, it says in Romans 14:23. Don't take a chance. If you're not sure, get it sure today, because this could be the day, first day of your knowing life. I knew in May 26, 1970, up to that time, I was hoping. I helped you on the day when salvation was being offered. In John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. There it is. I'm going to share with you in a minute what he's saying. He said, right now God is ready to welcome you today. He is ready to save you for this up here, not on this end, that end. This is heaven, this is hell. And I'm going to show you in a minute if I get that far. I hope I do. Number three, 2 Corinthians 6:3. We try to live in such a way that no one will ever be offended or kept back from finding the Lord Jesus by the way we act. Ecclesiastes 8:11. When sinners are not punished instantly, people feel it is safe to do wrong. Did you know that? Ecclesiastes 8:11. Yeah, how do I know that? Because I lived it. In Galatians 5:13, it says, you're free. When we receive Jesus, we're free. John 8:31 and 32, look at it. We're free. But your freedom, watch it. Watch your freedom. God does not want you to be so free that you still stand at it, because Romans 6:23 is still with you. How would you like to lose fellowship with the Holy Spirit because you closed him off in your mind? And you can do that. Because in heaven, Revelation 17:14, there's three people with him. Yeah, you can choose to receive him. But in Revelation 17:14 says, those that are with him, 17 is talking about those end times. And he said, the chosen are with me. I mean, the called, the chosen, and the faithful. But the faithful are next to him. I don't know what that means in heaven. He's got it in there for some reason. Don't take a chance, folks. Get close to him. No one will ever be offended or kept back from finding the Lord by the way we act. so that no one can find fault with us and blame it on the Lord. In fact, in everything we do, we try to show that we are true ministers of God. That's servers. That's loving. Allie brought it to us. Love. That's one way. But receiving Jesus is the first love. Without Him, you can do nothing. That's John 15:5. We patiently endure suffering. I'm sorry to say you will. I'm not going to sit up here and say it's easy. You suffer in your own flesh because you can't have your own flesh desires unless you turn your flesh desires to His desires. That's why it says in Psalm 37:4, be delighted with the Lord and He'll give you all your heart's desires. And I used to say, hey, my heart desires, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm not getting all my heart desires. He changed my attitude. He changed my character. Well, I hope, Charlton, I say that. I heard a snickle. Everybody's it's married, they have those sickles, that's it. Yeah. But she loves me. She's a good one. She's beyond me. We have been beaten, put in jail, faced angry mobs, worked to exhaustion, stayed awake through sleepless nights of watching, and gone without food. I know of people like that today for the witness of Jesus. They're in Afghanistan right now. They're in Syria. They're in Iran. They're hidden. They're capturing them. They don't want it because they don't understand. We have proved ourselves to be what we claim to be by our wholesome lives and by our understanding of the gospel and by our patience. Did y'all hear that? You think you're patient, don't you? But you know what that tells me in Galatians 5:22? Patience is the fruit of the Spirit. It's not the fruit of moose. Because my wife will tell you, I have no patience. I am so impatient, it's horrible. But God lets me see it, and I say I'm sorry every once in a while, don't I? We have been truthful with God's power, helping us in all we do. God gave us 2 Timothy 1:6 and 7. Don't ever forget this. Fan the flame of the gift of God in you. He has gifts and He's got fruits for us to work through us, that people will ask us why we act like we do. A little bit different. And then He said, I've not given you a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power. Did you hear that up here singing? He gave us a spirit of power. I think in a minute you're going to sing Victory. And Jesus, let me give you something that God gave me. And I give it to God, back to Him. And so in 1 Chronicles 29:11, yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, the majesty. All that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. You are to be exalted as head of us all. Amen. And blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and power and strength belong to you, my God, forever and ever. Amen. That's Revelation 7:12. My folks, I had to memorize that because I felt like I had to take that with me to heaven. I want my mind to give that to Him. We have proved ourselves to be what we claim by our wholesome lives and by our understanding of the gospel and by our patience. We have been kind and truly loving and filled with the Holy Spirit. Have you? Have you? It starts at home. We have been truthful with God's power, helping us in all we do. I'm telling you the truth up here, folks. It's not easy, but I don't mind because I'm God's man. You look at what my brother's been through, Phil. Wow. Job had it worse. And what Satan accused him for, I think he's doing it to Phil. We can't help it. God allows it. You want proof? Luke 22, 31 and 32. Look at it. It's there. I can't get it up. I'm 76. It's time to quit. Oh, God. We have been truthful with God's power helping us in all we do. All of the godly men's arsenal, weapons of defense and weapons of attack have been ours. The two-edged sword fights offense and defense. We stand true. Hey, folks, y'all don't have to leave. I don't mind. Oh, if you're not, love you. Stay. Amen. Yeah. We got water and bread after a while. Come on. We love you. I don't mean to embarrass you. I'm that way. Y'all help them out. Get them a seat. Amen. We stand true to the Lord whether others honor us or despise us. Whether they criticize us or commend us, we are honest. But they call us liars. You won't call me a liar if you knew the book. The world ignores us, but we are known to God. Have that right there. Be known to God. I'm known by Him because what changed my tune is I thought maybe I was going to heaven. And when I read before I received Him, Matthew 7:21, just because you call me Lord does not mean you're going to heaven. You can call him name, you can call his name Jesus and still going straight to hell. But if you know you have the Jesus you accepted, you go to heaven. That's it. Simple. That's the narrow door, hard to believe. We are poor, but we give rich gifts. That's what Jesus was telling us in Luke 2:52. Jesus grew both tall and wise and in favor with God and man. That's riches. If you put all four of those into the square, love. Okay, I'm going to go to Matthew 24. I'm having to skip over a lot because I'm going to go to 2 Peter 3:1. I'm sorry. This is my second letter to you from Paul, from Peter. He had a first and second letter. Peter. Where did Mark come from? Anybody know? It's the testimony of Peter. Mark helped him. And he walked with God. Mark did. And Peter helped him. And Mark wrote the book of Peter's testimony. Mark wasn't with Jesus. That's so great. Luke was the same way. This is my second letter to you, dear brothers. And in both of them, I have tried to remind you, if you will let me, about facts you already know. Proverbs 23:23 says in the Living Bible, get the facts at any price and hold on tight to all the good sense you can get. Sense is your five senses. Hear, read, write down, memorize, meditate on, and as hear, read, study. I've got my grip going. Now hear, read, see, smell, taste. Get those five senses operating for the greatness of Jesus. And he said, get the facts at any price and hold on tight, lead to all the good sense you can get. We got to change our senses inside out. And that's hard, I'll tell you that. And I hadn't arrived, I'm telling you. I am arriving. Y'all know 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. When I received Christ, I became a new creature. I had a Holy Spirit in me. Huh? I ought to have been shining. Well, I was for a little while, and then it got over. I got dull again. But inside out, I was shining. Here's what happened. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. My old way of going to hell is past. My new way is heaven. It's changed from here to here. Now, let me tell you what it's doing in the in the process. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passing away. Behold, all things are becoming new. For 44 years, it took me 20 years to get that change up and to know I was changing. 20 years reading this thing. And it takes a while, folks. Love does that. I want to remind you that in the last days, there will come scoffers who will do every wrong they can and think of the laugh. They'll laugh at the truth. Hold on a minute, folks. I got to see what the time is. Oh, God. I'm good, but I'm bad. I'll look at that if I can see it. This will be their line of argument. The enemy who does not have the Holy Spirit, does not have Jesus, does not know Jesus, knows about him. This is their line of argument. So Jesus promised to come back, did he? Then where is he? Have you got an answer? He'll never come. You got an answer? Why, as far back as anyone can remember, everything has remained exactly as it was since the first day of creation. And that's true. Plants are growing. Rivers have fish. And you go fishing and you catch fish. Your trees are growing. You got nuts on the trees. You got berries in the bushes. It hadn't changed. Then the flood came. Changed a little bit. They deliberately forget this fact that God did destroy the world with a mighty flood. Did you know I talked to this Buddhist friend of mine, and he says it's a myth. The ark is a myth. That's what they teach Buddha. False to what we believe. Why? Romans 1:19 told me. It's in the Living Bible. It says, Romans 1:19, for the truth about God is made known to us instinctively. God has put this knowledge in our heart. Do y'all know what intuition in Webster's dictionary says? It says knowledge instinctive. For the truth about God is made known to them instinctively. God has put this knowledge in their heart. You know who's in my heart? The Holy Spirit. He became the truth into my heart. If you don't read the book, you ain't going to get it in your heart. So you'll still love the world. And you might say the same thing. I'd hate to think so. That the floods, long after he had made the heavens by the word of his command and had used the waters to form the earth and surround it. And God has commanded that the earth and the heavens be stored away for a great bonfire. Did y'all hear that? You know what a rainbow is for? Not to flood the world again. Every time you see a rainbow, that's a covenant from God. Every time. Man, I praise God. Now he's got us a new covenant for a bonfire at the judgment day. My folks, I'm going to take you here, hopefully. That's not judgment day. That's a what? That's a judgment day. But it's not the judgment day. Out here is the judgment day. When the separation of heaven and hell. He's going to give you the earth. He's going to give you the world. But that's hell. It's going to be a bonfire. Don't forget what I said. It's the truth. When all ungodly men will perish. They won't perish. They'll suffer bad. Luke 16 tells you. 19 through 30. You'll suffer. And these people in hell at that time needed just a drop of water on their tongue. That fire was so bad. Not consuming. Like that bush Moses saw. That's another myth. No. Moses saw it. God lets us see things differently too. When he wants us to. But don't forget this, dear friends, that a day or 1,000 years from now is like tomorrow to the Lord. He isn't really being slow about his promised return, even though it sometimes seems that way. All right, I'm going to skip over because I got to get over this. I've got to get over the 1 Thessalonians 4. This is all Living Bible I'm giving you. It's so readable. That's what I read every morning now, once every 3 months. And now, dear brothers, I want you to know what happens to a Christian when he dies, so that when it happens, you will not be full of sorrow as those who have no hope. Hope is knowing that you're going to heaven. Don't I hope I'm going to heaven? That's a question. Get the questions off. Put the exclamation in there. My hope is coming. For since we believe, I want you to get this in your mind as God put it into my mind, into my heart. Believe. He said this. He says, for since we believe, believe is knowing about Jesus. I've heard about Jesus would take us to heaven. That's believing about him. But that's not believing in him. The word separates. If you look at believe in the Webster's Dictionary, you will find accept. And it says in John 1:20, but as many as received him. What's received? But accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Not the Holy Spirit, not God the Father, Jesus, because he's the way, the truth, and the life. Don't be confused, folks. Satan would love for you to stay confused, that you wouldn't be his witness. For since we believe that Jesus died and then came back to life again, we can also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him all the Christians who have died. He'll bring them back. Whoa, 5 minutes. Ain't no way. Now, I was going to read you Matthew 24 and Mark 3. And I was going to read you Luke 21. And all of those are saying the same thing. That when the Lord returns, will not rise. I can tell you this directly from the Lord. That we who are still living in the Lord, when he returns, will not rise to meet him ahead of those who are in their graves. I think I mentioned that to y'all several weeks ago, but those that are dead in Christ, we wonder about them, and we're alive in Christ. But he would have you not think about them in the graves. Here's what's going to happen, verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians 4. For the Lord himself, Jesus, will come down from heaven. I want you to listen to this, because all through the scripture is a little bit of difference. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a mighty shout and with a soul-stirring cry of the archangel Gabriel. He didn't say Gabriel, but I know about Gabriel. And the great trumpet call of God, Gabriel's trumpet's going to sound. Now, folks, in those verses, those books I told you about, Mark, Matthew, and Luke, says, he's over there. I heard he's flying in over here. Hey, he's over there. No, 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 no. I'm going to try to go ahead and finish 1 Corinthians 15, because it's going to tell you not to believe. Because in the twinkling of an eye, all I'm telling you is going to happen. For the Lord himself will come in a mighty shout, and the archangel will blow his trumpet, the call of God, and the believers, those that have accepted, who are dead, will be the first to rise to meet Jesus. Meet Jesus? Then we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up. Caught up, that rise up with them coming out of the grave. We'll rise up with them coming out of the grave in the clouds to meet Jesus in the air. He is not going to be on earth. He's not coming to earth right there. If he comes today, he won't come to earth. He's going to come from paradise in the air with the souls, body, soul, spirit. Your soul and spirit is coming with Jesus, the dead ones, who are alive. And they're coming back to get their bodies and become body, soul, spirit again. But really, they're going to be a spirit, soul, body. It's an inside out thing. Jesus, here's what you'll be. Jesus, the doors were locked with the disciples. And what did he do? He walked through them. That's the new us. I can't explain it. If he said it, that's it. Ezekiel 33:33. If God said it, that's it. Then we who are still alive and remain on the earth will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and remain with him forever. What happens is they come up, we're here, we all go up in the air to meet him, and they all go back to paradise for 7 years. Now, you're going to hear others that's going to come at this time. He's coming with all of us, and he becomes king on the world. That's when he's been king from the beginning. He even told Pilate, I'm the king. But nobody would accept that. So they put it on his cross, king of the Jews. Huh? That's what he said. We're so grateful for the English Bible from the Hebrew and Greek, because on the sign they let us read, king of the Jews. I wouldn't know what Greek or Hebrew said. So comfort, encourage each other with this news. Before I quit, I'm afraid, Rex, we're going to have to go over a little bit. I've got to get this in. God does. I don't think we'll mind missing a little bit there. But I am telling you the strange and wonderful secret. It's not a secret. It's beautiful. The Holy Spirit reveals to us in the book. Open it and see. There's jewels. But I'm telling you the strange and wonderful secret. We shall not all die, but we shall be given new bodies. He's saying it again. This is 1 Corinthians 15. I gave you 1 Thessalonians 4 a while ago. And listen, if I read Peter today, which I'm not, Peter says, Paul is so crazy. Nobody understands him, but I do. Because of the Spirit, told them both. I am telling you this strange and wonderful secret. We shall not all die, but we shall be given new bodies. It will happen. It will all happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Have you ever wondered how fast you blink? That's how quick it is. What I just read to you in 1 Thessalonians 4. It will all happen in a moment in the twinkling of an eye when the last trumpet, Gabriel, is blown. For there will be a trumpet blast from the sky, and all the Christians who have died will suddenly become alive. They said it again. Paul is a natural talker of what we need. A natural trumpet blast from the sky, and all the Christians who have died will suddenly become alive with new bodies that will never, never die. Then we who are still alive shall suddenly have new bodies too. For our earthly bodies, the ones we have now that can die, must be transformed into heavenly bodies like Jesus. I'm going to read you what it says. Into heavenly bodies that cannot perish. Jesus' body cannot perish. He ascended. But will live forever. I'll have to get back to you on this. This is heaven. This is going to be a new world, a new Jerusalem, a new heaven, and a new Jerusalem up here. And I don't even think it's going to be round like you think it ought to be. But down here, they're going to get that round world a bonfire. Whew. I don't want to be in that, and I'm not going to be. My hope is not to be there, and I'm not. That's not a question of hope. That's a surety of hope. I'll be up there. When this happens, then at last the scripture will come true. Death is swallowed up in victory. That's why I want that song. David Ring wanted that song. He is paraplegic. He said, my name David Ring. I don't talk pretty. I don't look pretty. And I don't walk pretty. What's your problem? That's what he'd say. Oh, he's great. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where then your victory? Where then your sting? Death for sin, the sting that causes death, will all be gone. Gone. When we go to that new world, no tears, no pain. He didn't say before then. When we get to that new heaven, no tears, no pain. All glory to God. It'll all be gone. And the law which reveals our sins will no longer be our judge. That's what Hebrews 4:12 is. It's telling us where we're in error. And God wants us to change. It will no longer be our judge. We'll have the law in front of us. Jesus on the throne by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in us. He'll still be in us. I don't believe he's going to let go of us, the Holy Spirit. Only God can be everywhere. He's all present. And the law which reveals our sins will no longer be our judge. Now, how we thank God for all this. It is he who makes us victorious through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, my dear brothers, since future victory is sure, be strong and steady. He said, in 2 Timothy, I got to give you this, 2 Timothy 4, 2, 3, and 4, there's going to come a time when people won't listen to the truth, but will go around looking for teachers that will tell them just what they want to hear. They won't listen to what the Bible says, but will blindly follow their own misguided ideas. Here's for us, stand steady. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Bring others to Christ and leave nothing undone that you ought to do. Our deal is to find trust in him, rely on him, cling to him, have faith in him. And if you're punished by the people, praise God that we are able to suffer. Praise God for the eyes. Praise God I'm going blind. And it is exciting to know God's using us before we come to him to be beside him, because this world's vanishing. He's trying to help those to keep on the world, to keep from vanishing, to come beside him. That's what he's made you for, to make others know what 2 Timothy 2:2 says, what you have heard from many witnesses. The same commit thou to a faithful man who will be able to teach others also. And so, my dear brothers, since future victory is sure, be strong and steady, always abounding in the Lord's work, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever wasted, as it would be if there was no resurrection. Father, I just thank you that you are so powerful in your word. I pray many will know it and know you and know more about you, Jesus, of what you have done through the Holy Spirit. By God the Father's love, in Jesus' name, thank you. Amen.
You've been listening to a broadcast from Life Point Church in Greenville, South Carolina. If this ministry has touched your life in some way, we would love to hear from you. Just visit our website at www.lifepointsc.org for more information. Or, if you prefer to reach us by letter, you can write to us at P.O. Box 27036, Greenville, South Carolina, 29616, USA. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to follow Him.